Henry Dwyer.
Kinsel, she's got form in better maidens than this, so you'd hope she'd be winning.
So I'm just reading between the lines here a bit, Henry, that Tinsel might be your best.
Yeah, for sure.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tinsel takes the lead down the middle of the track, and Tinsel, the favourite, scored a length and a half.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Gee, that's a concern. If Tinsel's our last winner, that was a while ago. The boys last week didn't manage a win. Scotty Gullen would be devastated. He wasn't able to get back on track with an early mail winner. We're at Warwicknambeal today, Whitey, and we need one. And I reckon we might be able to get one. But what surface are we running on, please?
Okay, John Jess will tell us. He's the Warwicknambeal track manager. John, good morning.
How are you, fellas?
Pretty well, thank you. What's it like at Warwicknambeal this morning?
Well, other than being cold, it's quite a nice morning.
Have you got a frost to deal with?
Not a frost, no. We've sort of haven't had them for a little while, but we had our decent run of them. Just a very, very heavy dew out there this morning. I've been around the track. And I've left it at a soft 7. It is probably definitely on the better side of that. But the reason being, from the top turn, it's quite a tight turn, and I envisage that will chop out from about the 900 through to the 200 mark, so... left it in the 7 range, and as I said, it's on the better side of a soft 7. We'll look at it with the stewards mid-morning or something like that, but you can never be too confident, but I'd be quite sure I would see an upgrade if the top turn behaves.
Okay, and the rail position?
And the rail position, we're still in the true.
Okay.
We raced 7 weeks ago. Most of the patching that was done after that meeting, it's got good grass through it, but, immature. And that's basically around the top turn. But it's well grassed. You know, there's a good cover out there. It's quite even all the way across. And that's where we sit right at this very moment.
John, that is an excellent track report. Thank you very much this morning. And good luck today with the race meeting.
No worries. Thanks, fellas.
Good stuff, John, just there at Warwicknambeal. That was emphatic. That was thorough. And it was comprehensive.
That's
as good a report as you'll get.
I agree with you. He could actually call the races with that. He has quite a good voice.
It's a good voice too. Yeah, you're right. Nice work. Right, so soft 7. Maybe things go well around the term. A bit of an upgrade there for Warwicknambeal today. Paul Prushka has got, he might need a couple of flights. He might need a couple of trucks today. He's got 10 listed, 2 of those emergencies. He's on the line. Paul, good morning.
Morning, man. How are you?
We are very, very well. Now, at this stage... are all yours going to race, the ones that are engaged in the field at this stage?
No, I've got lunch session, he'll be out, and Indian Rani out.
Right, so bookmakers rule the line. Race 5, number 8, lunch session, and race 6, number 12, Indian Rani. You can rule a line through those two for Paul Prushka today. So that means you've got still a fair few. Let's start with race 1, number 12, Wild Rhapsody, who's $7.50 in the markets at the tab on a Monday morning. What can you tell us about Wild Rhapsody?
Yeah, a horse with a little bit of ability. Still might take a little bit of time to put it together, but an improved run again today, sort of.
Righto, Wild Rhapsody, race 1, number 12. Race 2, number 4 is your shortest price runner today, Loana Magic. At a gate 13, though, or gate 11 now. Is that a concern?
Yeah, well, it always is at Warwick. I've been kind to me the gates today, but it always makes it a bit tricky at Warwick, but... look, I don't mind letting them find their feet for the first couple and get home. So I guess if he's good enough still, he'll improve on the last run, you know.
All right, race 3, you got 2. Number 2, excuses. Hopefully there's not too many. And Lucas Pride, number 4, both drawn out today.
Yeah, look, Lucas Pride having his first look of it. Nice staying off. And the other fella... you know, he should improve on the run again. Sticky gate means we've got to ride impatient and hit late. So if the track plays in our hands, he'll be in it, you know.
Race 5, you've got 1 in the field and 1 emergency. Number 2, being beat 29, is $4.80 in the early market. And Train to Nowhere is an emergency. If it gets a start, what do you reckon about those two?
Oh, look, Train to Nowhere, good on a staying horse. Bad gate for her. Races best with a bit of cover. Hopefully she can find some from there. Look, B29, he's a horse on his way up. I can't see why he's not consistent.
And then race 8, number 1, you got Will Grace, who's the only one that's really drawn a gate for you today. It's $5.50 in the market. What about Will Grace's chance?
Look, I can't get her. I've thrown my hands in the air. Throw the stumps at the high weight. look, a horse that, you know, when you get her right, she's right. But for me, she's at the end of her rope, you know.
Righto, just about done there for race 8, number 1. Where's your best today, Paul?
Look, I think Luana Magic, a nice horse coming through and level-headed, and he'll handle the job, I think, you know.
We'll take that. Race 2, number 4, Luana Magic, $2.70 in the early markets at tab.com.au. Thank you, Paul. Have a great day today. Good luck.
Cheers, man. Bye.
Paul Prushka with us on the LMR. Race 2.